Body scan meditation. So this is a practice that is typically done lying down, either on the floor on a mat or perhaps on a bed. This can also be practiced in a sitting position, however. So just find whatever posture or position is comfortable for you. So taking a few moments to make any final adjustments, making sure that you'll be warm enough, adjusting your posture so that your back is supported, either in the chair or on the floor. And before we begin, just a brief word about the intention of this exercise. You may feel relaxed during and after this practice, or you may not, and either one of these is perfectly okay. The intention of this practice is actually not to relax. You may end up feeling relaxed, and that's wonderful. That can be a nice way to sort of let down from the busyness of our lives. But if you don't feel relaxed while doing this practice, that's okay too. The purpose of this practice, the intention, is to bring awareness into the body. So whatever is happening currently in the body and in the mind is perfectly fine. It's just what's happening. And our job here is to bring attention to that experience rather than try to change it or make it different than it already is. So if you find that you're relaxed, just noticing what that feels like. Or if you find while doing this exercise that you're restless or uncomfortable, that's okay too. Just noticing that experience as well. So begin by settling into your position and allowing your eyes to close if that's comfortable for you. This practice, as with all these practices, can also be done with eyes open. So if you choose to have your eyes open, just finding a point, either if you're sitting, maybe on the floor in front of you, if you're lying down, perhaps on the ceiling, and allowing your eyes to soften so that they're not really looking at anything, they're just resting there with a soft gaze. So begin by just allowing the awareness to sink down into the body. We're so often in our heads thinking about what's happening or what should be happening, with our minds in the past or in the future. So allowing that to just release now and bringing your awareness to the body, which is always in the present moment. So you might begin by just noticing that you have a body here, maybe feeling the sensations of touch or pressure, where the body is making contact with the chair or the floor. And on each out-breath, just allowing yourself to let go a little bit more, to just let the body sink a little deeper into the floor or into the chair. Just releasing. Again, keeping in mind that the intention of the practice is not to change anything or feel differently, to feel relaxed or calm. It may happen or it may not. Instead, the intention of the practice is, as best you can, just bringing awareness to whatever sensations you feel as we focus our attention on each area of the body. And throughout this exercise, if you find your mind wandering at any point, just gently bringing it back to awareness of the body. So beginning by bringing awareness to the physical sensations in your belly. Getting gathering that awareness now and bringing it to the movements of the belly as you breathe. Aware of all the sensations as you breathe in and breathe out. Just taking a few moments to feel the changing sensations of the breath. And having connected with sensations in the abdomen, moving the focus of awareness now down through the body and into the toes of the left foot. Noticing that you can gather and move the attention throughout the body. Focusing on the big toe of the left foot. Just noticing all the sensations in that left toe. Perhaps you feel tingling or numbness, warmth. Coolness, moisture, whatever you feel in that left big toe. And then gently allowing your focus to move to each of the toes of the left foot in turn, bringing a gentle curiosity to whatever sensations you find in this region. Perhaps noticing the sense of contact between the toes, tingling, warmth, pressure. Perhaps you don't feel any sensation in that area. If there are areas that feel numb or difficult to detect any sensation, just keeping your focus in that area, noticing whatever you might, or just noticing the lack of sensation there. When you're ready, feeling or imagining the breath entering the lungs, going all the way down through the body and into the left foot, all the way down to the toes of the left foot. So imagining as you breathe in the breath going through the body, all the way down to the toes. And then the breath coming out on the exhale, all the way back from the toes, through the body, out through the nose or the mouth. So it's as though as you breathe in, you're sending your breath down to the left toes. And as you breathe out, allowing it to come all the way back up through the body and out your mouth or nose. So just playing with this as best you can, continuing for a few breaths. It may be difficult to get the hang of this or to picture this, so just practicing as best you can, approaching it playfully. And when you're ready, letting go of awareness of the toes and bringing awareness now to the sensation in the bottom of the left foot. It's almost as though our attention is a spotlight that we're gently moving throughout the body, shining it on whatever area we choose. And as the spotlight shines on this area, we become aware of the sensations there. So now bringing that spotlight to the sole of the left foot, feeling whatever sensations are there. In the ball of the foot, the heel, the arch of the foot. And again, noticing too if it's difficult to feel sensations in any area. And just noticing what that's like to feel a sort of blank or absence of sensation. And moving the attention as you're ready around to the top of the left foot. Noticing what that area feels like. Temperature, textures, any areas that you can feel more intensely than others. And then bringing the awareness up into the ankle. This is a busy and complicated area of the body. Just as best you can, feeling all the different muscles and bones and tendons in the ankle joint. Just exploring what an ankle feels like. Moving attention up into the calf and the shin. Feeling the muscle on the back of the lower left leg. Maybe there's tension or tightness. Maybe you can feel the clothing against your skin. Feeling what that shin bone feels like in the front of the left lower leg. And moving awareness now up into the left knee. Just allowing this spotlight of attention and awareness to explore the left knee. What does this region of the body feel like? Again, maybe you can feel areas where there's tightness. Exploring what the skin feels like in this area, if you can detect temperature or textures of clothing. And seeing too if you can feel the inside of this region of the body. Perhaps the kneecap, where the bones join together, the tendons, the muscles. And again, as best you can, practicing sending the breath to this area of the body. As you inhale, the breath coming down into the left knee. And as you exhale, allowing the breath to come up from the left knee through the body and out. Now bringing your attention into the left thigh. Noticing whatever sensations are there. Perhaps the back of your leg is resting on the floor, the bed, or the chair, and just feeling what that sense of pressure or weight feels like. Feeling the tightness or looseness of the muscles. Noticing areas where it's difficult to feel anything at all. Noticing if there are different sensations in different areas of the thigh or if they're all the same. And throughout this exercise, the mind will inevitably wander away from the body from time to time. This is entirely normal. It's just what our minds do. So when you notice that the attention has wandered off of the body, just acknowledging that, perhaps noticing where the mind has gone off to, and then gently releasing those thoughts and returning your attention to this region of the body. Now moving up into the left hip. Perhaps noticing where the leg meets the rest of the body in that hip joint. noticing any places of weight or pressure where this area is in contact with the floor or the chair. Just paying attention to all the different sensations in this particular region of the body. Noticing what a hip feels like. Moving the attention over to the right side of the body when you're ready. And now bringing that spotlight of awareness down the right side of the body, all the way down that leg and into the right toes. And beginning here with the big toe of the right foot. And again, you might begin by just sending the breath down to the right toe as best you can. And then imagining the breath coming up from the toe, through the body, and back out the nose and the mouth. Continue to bring awareness and just a gentle, playful curiosity to the physical sensations in this area. Allowing whatever sensations are in this right toe to be exactly as they are, and just noticing what you feel. And allowing the attention to now include all the toes of the right foot. Maybe feeling where they contact one another. Perhaps there are certain toes that are harder to feel than others, just noticing that as well. And bringing that spotlight of awareness around to the bottom of the right foot, noticing what you feel there. Exploring this region with your attention. All the sensations in the bottom of the right foot. Bringing awareness up now to the ankle, the front, the sides, the back of this ankle joint. Moving that awareness now up to the calf of the right leg. Feeling that muscle there. If there's tension, whatever you might feel in this lower right leg. The calf, the shin. Bringing awareness now into the right knee. Exploring the outside and the inside of this knee joint. And perhaps sending the breath on the inhale down to the right knee. And on the exhale up through the body, out the nose or the mouth. And if you feel any pain or discomfort in any of these areas as we travel through the body, just being aware of that too, and perhaps sending the breath there. As best you can, just allowing whatever sensations are there to be just as they are. Exploring what this discomfort actually feels like. Knowing that it's not wrong and our intention isn't to fix it or change it, we're just noticing whatever's here. And now gently guiding awareness up the right leg into the thigh. allowing the mind to explore this region, the front of the thigh, the muscle, the back of the leg and where it might contact the bed or the floor or the chair. And then up into the right hip. Again, feeling where the leg meets the rest of the body, the complexities of this hip joint. Feeling your weight on the chair or the floor. And moving your attention now from the hip up into the lower belly. Sensing any movement there, perhaps rising and falling with the in-breath and the out-breath. Maybe the movement of the clothing against your skin as the belly rises and falls. Moving attention around to the back of the body and to the lower back. Feeling places where it's contacting the ground or your chair. Maybe feeling the slight arch in this area. Any tightness or tension. This is an area where many people have experienced challenges. So you may notice as we move through the body that certain areas bring certain reactions. Maybe slight anxiety or dislike or tension. So just noticing that too, if you have any reactions to any areas of the body. I'm bringing the spotlight of your awareness now up to the upper chest area, the ribs, and the upper back, this whole torso. You may notice movement in this area as well as you breathe. Noticing areas of the back that contact the chair or the ground. Any areas of tightness, tension, discomfort. Whatever you notice in the torso. Moving now into the shoulders. What do shoulders feel like? When you become aware of any tension or tightness in any area of the body, you might try sending the breath to these areas. Breathing into them, just using the breath to gently bring awareness right into the sensations or the tightness as best you can. And on the out-breath, just letting go. Allowing the attention now to travel down from the shoulders, down both of the arms into the hands. So feeling now what it's like to have awareness of both sides of the body, the left and the right hand together. Just exploring first the fingers. Noticing if there are certain fingers that are easier to feel than others. Maybe feeling where the fingers make contact with one another, or the chair, or the ground, or your body. Exploring the palms of the hands. Maybe there's moisture or different temperatures in this area. And the backs of the hands, And moving the awareness up into the wrists. Very busy areas of the body. And just noticing the sensations in this area. The attention now slowly moving up into the forearms, the insides, the outsides, and up into the elbows. Again, just noticing as much as you can about the elbow joints and all the sensations there. Exploring with this spotlight, whatever you can detect in the elbows. Moving now into the upper arms, the bicep muscles, the backs of the arms, the long bones that connect the elbow to the shoulders. Again, noticing whatever's there, maybe tightness, sensations on the skin, tingling, numbness, pressure, weight. Feeling where the arms meet the rest of the body. And allowing the attention now to move into the neck. Feeling perhaps any tightness or tension in the back of the neck. The muscles along the spine in this area. Gently bringing the focus now up the back of the neck and into the head. If it's resting on the ground or the bed, just feeling that weight or pressure. And moving your attention around now to the face. Beginning with your jaw. Feeling any tightness or tension in the jaw? The lower jaw, the upper jaw. Maybe you can even feel your teeth. The tongue on the inside of the mouth. The lips. The cheeks, the nose, the eyes, and all the tiny little muscles around the eyes. Maybe you can feel your eyebrows. Exploring the forehead region, if there's any tension there. Maybe you can feel the air against your skin. And moving up now to the top of the head. Perhaps you can even feel the hair in this area. And just allowing your attention to rest on the very top of the head for a moment. Just spending a few moments now being aware of the entire body. All the sensations and experiences of this body, holding them all in awareness. Just allowing the body to rest here. As the breath moves freely in and out, your awareness, including the whole body. And now as you move into the rest of your day or evening, maintaining as best you can this awareness of the whole body. So if you are moving into another position or activity, seeing if you can stay with a sense of awareness as you begin to open your eyes, move the body a bit, perhaps wiggling the fingers and toes, shifting positions. Or if you choose to remain resting here, just staying with this sense of awareness of the body as a whole, breathing.